creative practice. Graduates from institutions in the Yorkshire and the Humber region came from a wide range of courses. Fine art at Leeds Art University, fine art and photography at Sheffield Hallam University, fine art with contemporary cultural theory, fine art with history of art, and fine art at the University of Leeds, photography at the University of Huddersfield, fine art at York St John University, and fine art at Hull School of Art and Design. Graduates from Scottish institutions also came with a wide range of courses, sculpture and environmental art, fine art photography and painting, and printmaking at the Glasgow School of Art, sculpture painting, photography and intermedia at Edinburgh College of Art, contemporary art practice, fine art and painting at Gray's School of Art, contemporary art practice at City of Glasgow College, fine art and art and philosophy at Duncan of Jordanstone College of Art and Design, art and design at Forth Valley College, and fine art at the University of the Highlands and Islands, Moray and Shetland campuses. 41% of those interviewed described their practice as multidisciplinary, regardless of whether they had studied on an interdisciplinary course or chosen a specific discipline, with graduates making work which incorporated a broad range of practices, including performance, film, photography, sculpture, painting, installation, illustration, sound, moving image, architecture, writing, socially engaged practice, and ceramics. 13% identified themselves as painters, 7% as photographers, and 10% described their practice as purely sculptural. The remainder of interviewees situated their practice within performance, ceramics, and digital art. Many of those interviewed reported that their creative practice had multiple strands and also considered curation and facilitation as part of their practice. 10% no longer saw themselves as having a creative practice, but were pursuing careers as writers, researchers, event organisers, fundraisers, teachers, or conservators. It is evident from these descriptions that the definition of practice is highly subjective and context dependent, with some activities included under the banner of creative practice by certain individuals and not by others. It is also common for graduates to have multiple strands to their practice, reflecting the ethos of many of the art institutions where they studied and the trend towards a more expanded and interdisciplinary approach to contemporary art practice in the sector more generally. However, this multifaceted approach to practice also revealed the pressure to be highly adaptable in response to lack of opportunities, fair pay, and precarity. Quote, "We need to do a little bit of everything to even get our noses into the artist's pool.